Hello, Roddy.
Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I guess you guys had such high hopes at the beginning of the season and the way it's turned out. When you look back on how it got started here, how tough is that, that the way the game ended here and you know, the way y'all went on beyond that? How tough is that to get over that first loss? That it kind of gets you off to a bad start right there.
It was tough, you know. Especially we didn't do anything right to win that game. So that was the most difficult part. You go back and watch the film, and we had our opportunities and we didn't get it done. So I mean, it was tough. You know, it was tough to start off a season like that. And then you know, just kept putting us in the slump. You know, last year we found a way to win, you know, close game, and this year it's been totally opposite. We've actually tried to find ways to lose games. So it's been frustrating, you know, up to this point in the season. But we're just trying to finish strong, you know, trying to find ways to win games and just move forward every week.
Looking back, was that game maybe an early sign that this was going to be a bit tougher than it was last year?
No, not really, because we know every time we play New Orleans, you know, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a close game, and, you know, it's going to come right down to the end. You know, who's going to win the game and who's not going to win it. So it's been like that for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, you don't expect anything different, you know, when it comes to that. You know, it just being the first game, you know, it's just tough just going on the road and getting a win in the NFL anyway. So, you know, it was tough slate.
Does this game feel like a role reversal from last year where y'all were in the position of the Saints where you have a chance to knock off the team that's really kind of playing well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year when they came in, you know, they were all fired up to play. You know, they came out there and played hard. And we got to go out there and do the same thing this week. You know, we got to go out there and play hard and try to knock these guys off. Try to get us W.
We had Matt Ryan on the on a conference call before the first game, and you know, he was saying that just because y'all got close last year that nothing was going to be handed to you, obviously. But did you feel like early in the season that teams were really, really, you know, just gearing up to play you guys? I mean, to knock you off.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I feel like every week in, week out, we got everybody's best shot. You know, and you know, around here we've won a lot of games. You know, and you know, that's how it is now. You know, people come in and they're giving, you know, their max effort to, you know, to get wins against us. So it's been difficult, but at the same time, we're professionals and we got to go out there and play football. You know, this is what we get paid to do. So we got to go out there and you know, try to win every game out from this point on.
You know, the first game of the season was the first game anybody ever saw Rob Ryan with the Saints, you know, in a real game. We're now 10 games into the season. What are you noticing out of the Saints that's different than maybe you've seen in the past?
They're doing a good job rushing the passer, giving you a lot of different looks. They're getting the ball, they're getting turnovers and things like that. It reminds me so much of the Super Bowl team. You know, those guys are giving their offense opportunities to score the ball, and the offense is doing a good job of just putting it in the end zone and you know, getting those red zone touchdowns. And you know, that's why they're tough. That's why they're so tough to beat. I mean, they go down there, they score touchdowns, they get you behind the eight ball, and they keep you away from the run game. And you know, you have to throw it 50 times. You know, they get 2 or 3 interceptions, and you know, and that's how they win.
How has Coach Smith been through this whole process and? In the way the locker room, do you think the locker room is really hanging together?
Yeah, we're hanging together. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job of just keeping us together, keeping us confident each and every week, you know, telling us what we need to do. I mean, but, you know, we're going out there, we're watching the film, we're seeing the mistakes we're making. We got to make corrections, you know, and we got to move forward. You know, we can't just dwell on what we did in the past. And we just got to go out there and make the plays when the plays are there to make. You know, and we haven't done a really good job of that this year. And, you know, we just wait for everybody to come around and do their job on every play, every snap. And if we can get that effort, then, you know, we'll have an opportunity to win some games.
I wonder if you could, you know, give me your thoughts on the kind of the craziness that is the NFC South, where one season you know, y'all are winning the division, and then you're 2-8 now, and the Saints were, you know, not great last year, and then all of a sudden they're 8-2 this year, and how it seems to always go up and down like that.
I mean, every year is different in this division. You know, it's been like that for a very long time. You know, I don't think it's been a back-to-back winner of this division in a very long time. You know, and that's just how it speaks volumes of the division and how, you know, everybody, any one of those teams could be good at any point in the year. So, you know, it's tough. You know, every game that you go out there in the division is tough. You know, everybody plays hard, and everybody goes out there trying to win.
What are your thoughts on, you know, what the offense misses without Julio Jones?
I mean, it's tough anytime, you know, he's not playing with us, you know, for the first, you know, two or three games of the season, man, he was rolling, you know, and, you know, he was doing a heck of a job of just making plays, you know, getting us big plays in the passing game and things like that. So, I mean, it's tough anytime you don't have that guy out there, you know, especially when you're used to having him out there. It's just tough for our offense because, you know, we pride ourselves in our skilled players and their ability to make plays. And, you know, when one guy is absent, one guy isn't there, or the next guy isn't there, or Tony isn't there, you know, it's tough, you know, because defenses guard you a different way, you know. And, you know, that's probably been the toughest thing because, you know, he draws so much attention in the pass game that it makes it easy for everybody else.
I appreciate it,
Ronnie. Thanks, Ronnie.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.